There's two ways I've found people to be real friends. You want to know how? They'll help you move, and they'll help you paint. I have not found two tasks to be as bad and difficult as moving and painting. And sometimes you'll call people and be like, yeah, I was wondering if you come and help me move, and about give them like a month's notice. You think, well, there's nothing they could say that's going to get in the way. And then on the other end of the phone, they're like, oh, I think we're going to be on vacation or a business trip. Let me get back with you, and I'll call you back. And you don't hear from anybody. And then there you are with your boxes, Sharon, saying, Lord God, where's my help? A true friend will not abandon you in a time of difficulty. The Father will not leave you. He said, I would not leave you comfortless. He also said, I would not leave you. Leave you is in a time when you're okay with them going. And then it says, nor forsake you, which means in a time you wouldn't want me to go. He won't leave you even when you're okay with it. And he won't leave you even when you're not. The Father is there when realized he's powerful. I go to my job every day, and it can be hard, but I don't let it be. Yeah, people come against me. That's everywhere. Yeah, people don't believe in what I believe. That's everywhere. Yeah, people think that it's not your right to talk about your religion in front of other people. That's everywhere. But one thing that people can't take from you, irregardless of how difficult it can be. Listen, it can even happen in church. You ever been sheep bit before? Somebody that says they believe like you believe, and you turn over and they turn you upside down before you can even say, hey, what are you doing? The Father won't leave you. Friends will. The Father won't leave you. Family will. The Father won't leave you. Even when the body of Christ doesn't discern the need that you truly have. But here we find the entrance of the other son. He hears the sounds of celebration, and he's thinking to himself, what is going on? There has been people that have broke my heart, not because they came against me, not because they ever hurt me, but simply because they lived beneath their potential. People that have the greatest anointing to sing, scared to death to sing. People that have the fire of God on their mouth to preach, scared to death to preach. People that know that they have great potential, but settle for something far less. I'm here to bring out more of what is inside of me, because I am the product of living above settling. Don't you dare settle for I can only be this good. Don't you dare settle for this is as good as it can be in my house. Don't you settle for this house is the only one I'll ever live in. Don't you settle for this relationship is as good as it's ever gonna get. Don't look at things and walk by sight, but learn to walk by faith. For by faith the elders obtained a good report. By faith we live for the eager expectation of things greater than what we see with our eyes. By faith we shall see the enemy crumble beneath our feet. But without it, we live underneath our potential. You know that there's not a church that God raises up that if they live by his purpose, that doesn't do something good. But when we just come in and just go through what we feel like we have to do and lose the passion of our first love, we lose the connection with the Father. And then it becomes something we almost feel like that we cannot achieve. Somebody say this with me right now. Jesus, if you have the power and ability to say his name, then you have the ability to worship him. Now this is going to be a silent moment, but everybody in your mind just think Jesus. If you have the power and ability to think upon Jesus, you have the ability to meditate on him continually. Now we're about to get on some toes, if you will. If there's a moment where you can complain, there's a moment to worship Christ. If there's a moment for you to have discontent, there's a moment for you to worship and adore him. The reason that there is a humbling that takes place in people is it's the only way to destroy pride. You don't just say to your pride, I'm walking away from you and this is not going to be who I am anymore. You have to be humbled to throw your pride away. You have to understand who it is that loves you and gives you the ability. Listen, you can't even do what you do in your life on your own except the Lord would give you the chance grace to even do it. I cannot succeed unless the Lord gives me the ability and promise of success. I can't tell anybody anything good unless I realize the source of where it comes from. So if I just got up here and told you to stay positive and hold on and it'll be all right, that's not telling you anything that the world couldn't tell you. That's not giving you life and a substance of things hoped for. But if we'll get up here and tell you the truth and tell you that if you know the Father, that you can do all things through Christ who is your strength. Some of you might be downcast and brought low under the weight of the world, but if you'll agree with us right now in the Spirit, the Lord is going to bring something alive out of you that you'll know who the Father is. Because here's where we get, and it's a dangerous place to be. The other son comes to the father and realizes the one who blew it all was back and they were celebrating his return. Have you ever, and don't say yes, don't tell on yourself, have you ever been envious of another's success? Because if you said no, you'd be a liar in the house of God. Have you ever looked at when somebody's preaching and just think to yourself, why can't I get there? Have you ever just looked at somebody's life and what they owned and things you saw and said to yourself, why can't I live that life? Why can't I have these things? When we look at things and only envy them and covet them and desire to have them, then we're losing our focus from the very source that could bring it into our life. This son was upset and he disputed it and didn't even stay for the party. But don't you know the father didn't leave him either? I'm going to give you about 5 seconds of plain talk. We have been some of the most disgusted, unhappy, complaining, immature people that I've ever seen. Because if we really lived what we said we believed, then we wouldn't be looking at the celebration and saying, why are you worshiping? Why are you praising the Lord? Don't you know that I'm in a tough time in my life? He was upset. He'd been there all the whole time. And you know what the Father reminded him of? I've been here with you the whole time. So you can be in the pig pen and not have anything. Or you can be somebody that has been blessed like the Laodiceans were. Blessed abundantly with everything that you could ever desire. But still lack the one thing that causes you to be happy. God wants you to grow up. And I'm not telling you that as somebody that doesn't have to live it every day. He silences my speech when I get upset. He causes me to be positive and take the high road. He causes me to walk away even when I don't receive justice for something. But when I do, you know who I realize is with me? Come on, I need a figurative father with me. Come on, brother man. Somebody walks with me when I'm willing to do what the Father has told me to do. When he said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath and I've let go of my pain, I know who is with me. When the Bible talks about if you even think that somebody has an ought against you to go to them and you do what the Bible says, you realize greater who the Father is in your life. But it's what, thank you, Brother Matt. But when it's in a place where we just complain about never getting what we want and you live in that negativity long enough, then the power of God has no effect on your life. You could point out the greatest anointed individuals to pray for you, but if you're not willing to acknowledge the Father in here, it wouldn't do a bit of good to even try. Now, you might feel his presence. You might know something's going on. But until your heart changes to know that he is first, there's none effect to you. If we all came in here knowing who the Father was to us, we would not need anyone to encourage us to worship. When we don't worship, we're living beneath our potential. I preached at a church about the 5 elements of prayer. You know what one of those elements are? Adoration. To adore him. You're to worship him just because he is who he is. And when we don't worship the way God gives us the strength to, we're living beneath our potential. I'm not preaching to people that I don't expect to change. I believe that there's something greater in you that you can do more of. I believe that this is just a filling station to give you strength for what is out there. I can't walk with you every single day that you face something. You can't call me every day and tell me to pray for you when you're going through hard times. But there has to be a moment, Matt, where we finally realize that even when everything else as we want it is not as it should be, that we still have the Father. If we live that, if we really lived it, I'm talking challenge yourself for 3 days and get up and believe in who the Father is. I'm challenging you to not live beneath your potential. Did you know that you're called to be of sound mind? You're called to be in good health. And yeah, good health means I don't get oatmeal cream pies every day. You can get away with that when you're in your teens. Not after that. He called us to be of sound mind. He's called us to be in good health. He's called us to be prosperous, to be abundantly filled. With what? Not your money, not your possessions, but filled with Him. For if you are filled with Him and you seek Him, then everything else that you desire shall be added to you. Here's a nugget for some of you that are seeking the will in a decision. If you're having to fight just to get to success, chances are it's not the correct decision. The Lord doesn't want us to go through something without peace of mind. He doesn't want us to walk through something in confusion. So when we don't understand and don't have peace, then don't move and don't try to fight and make things happen for you. For if you demand your inheritance now and go out and try to do it yourself, then you'll be in a place of weakness and without the Father. And all the potential that you could have had. I look back on my life when I began drug addiction and I think, how much further I could be if I had not made those choices. Church, I'm telling you tonight, if you could only see how much further you can be, if you just realize who the Father is now, instead of just living for the demands of life. Don't be just defined by going and paying the bills. It's good that we keep the lights on, but if you didn't have the electric bill paid, it does not change who the Father is. When your family is in chaos and you are needing of an answer, even when everything is going bad around you, that does not indicate an absence of God. Don't wait until you've wasted all of your energy before you turn to God. Don't wait until you throw away all of your emotions and live with a chip on your shoulder before you turn back to God. Don't let people hurt you before you let it go. And let God change your life. There is a new beginning. He said, today is the day of salvation. Lord God in heaven, I wish I could get somebody to understand that there is greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. There is greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm preaching this last thought and I'm bidding my farewell tonight. So get a hold of this right now. If you want authority over the enemy, if you want to see healing in your life, if you want to see deliverance for your children, somebody give me a shout in the house of God. If you are wanting a new beginning, the only thing that you've got to do is to know in whom you believe. If you take a stand tonight and say, I refuse to live another day of depression, then the Lord will deliver you. Jesus said, woman, if you only knew the power that you already had in you, then you can be loosed from your infirmity. Church, if you only knew that deliverance was already nigh unto you, then you wouldn't live another day in bondage. So don't you live your life wasting it away in this world, but live a fulfilling life in Jesus Christ. Put your trust in Him and hold on to His promises. For when the world fails, God provides. And we are here to celebrate what God has done in each of us. We're here to embrace the presence of God. And if you're just coming looking for something to criticize, the Father's been with you all along. If you only knew, you wouldn't be so critical. I can't bring out the joy of God for you. You've got to decide that you want it. You have got to choose to live your life in joy. I don't know if anybody's ever been here, but I had a problem with bitterness. Probably from 22 through 26 years old, I was bitter. I just assumed that you had a problem with me. I just assumed that you weren't trying to do anything for my good. I assumed when you asked something from me that you were just taking from me like everybody else took from me. I lived to the point where I was miserable from my bitterness. But there was a point in time that came, and I'm glad God put this back in my heart to share. There was a point in time that finally came when I was desiring for more of God. He didn't give me a new song. He didn't give me a new word to preach. He didn't reveal anything in the sky and the stars for me to behold. But one day in my heart I knew that people weren't against me, that there were people that loved me, that wanted me to succeed, that was proud of me. And when I finally realized all the years the devil had beat me up with self-destruction, I would never go back to that life again. You can sit there if you want to and live in your own self-destruction, but God has called you to be more than somebody that just beats themselves up over everything that happens. Don't look at all the bad and say it's all your fault or all somebody else's fault. But God said, take your cares and bring them to me, and I will make you light of load. He said, for my burden is easy. His burden is light. It is easy to do these things with Christ, and it is difficult to do it without him. Now, the way of someone who says they do it but do not is a transgressor. And the way of that lifestyle is hard. That means you come to church and act like you enjoy everything, but then when Monday comes, you don't live a single part of it out of the most miserable person in the history of misery. That's hard. And it's twice as hard to go from being that kind of person trying to get back in the presence of God. Going from one moment where you're ready to strike your brother and then go to another. Come on, bring it in. Bring it. Come on, bring it in. If you say that you love Jesus, you cannot hold bitterness. That's what the Lord showed me. He said bitter and sweet waters. I preached it once. Bitter and sweet waters can't dwell in the same fountain. So what God gave for me when I desired more of him is he took my bitterness and made me to be more loving. And I've went to be a guy that really, I mean, in all honesty, every day that I live, I'm looking and get more joy out of the success of someone else's testimony, someone else's joy, than I even go to look for my own. And God can get you there. But you've got to let go of what's keeping you bound. And if you know who the Father is, then he'll come running to you. You can be saved. If you know him and need more of him in your life, a greater outpouring, a greater anointing, a rekindling of your purpose, then God is here to bless you. Friends, we're here to help each other. I'm not sure if you got the memo, but the whole point of us to come together is to help one another. That's why the Bible said not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together, because we have something good that we can give to one another. Encouragement, preaching. I'm so thankful you put up with me. I don't know what I'd do without my church. I love you all, but I'm not here to get blessings just for me. I look to see the success of you first. The Bible said that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. When you are humbled and care for the needs of others greater than you, this is the evidence of the Father in you, that you love your neighbor as yourself. That means when you would desire to have someone pray for you, that you would be willing to pray for them over your struggle. I've been blessed sometimes just by praying for somebody else. God moving my needs, and I didn't ever get to the place where I could even come to pray. And God will bless you when you come and get strength in the house of the Lord. He does not want you to live beneath your standards. Don't you look at the pig pen and say, this is where I've got to live. If that was the case, Marsha, would I still be bound? Probably. He didn't just save me and forgive me, but he delivered. He not only cares for your cares, but he wants to take your pain. I feel the Spirit of God right now. Do you? He wants to take your pain and take everything that would seem as bad, Brother Jeff, and work it for our good. Oftentimes I wondered what that mystery meant, but now I know. When you finally put your trust in the Father, you don't care how bad it gets anymore. And everything that seemed and perceived as bad is no longer bad. For you're not judging it by your eyes and sight. Then you see it by faith. Isn't it time for a new beginning? If that is for you tonight, today is your day.